Jaya Radha Madhava, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव रे जय राधा जय राधा रस्ति हरि राधा रस्ति हरि राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधा जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय राधा सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कुरी वैष्णव वृंद की
श्री रूप श्री सनातन बत्तर रघुनाथ जी जीव गोपाल रस रघुनाचार्य को स्वामी प्रभु के प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर्श बजरंग गौर भक्त वृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपा गोपी गोपीनाथ चाम कुंद राधा कुंद गिर गोवदान के वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की मैपुन धाम की जगरपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगे यमुन देवी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गोनिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की गो प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरुं श्री गुरुं ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टभयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद्सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके एते संसाकलापं संकृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनम यप प्रनाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10 कैंटो चैप्टर 41 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 टिल 52 सो आई विल रीड 41 till 51 and then together we'll chant 52 because there are no purports to the first 10 verses. Text number Krishna Hare Krishna. Text number 41. Nana Lakshana Veshabhyam Kesha Rama Virejato Savalankrito Balaga Jao Krishna and Balaram looked resplendent, each in his own unique, wonderfully ornamented outfit. They resembled a pair of young elephants, one white and the other black, decorated for a festive occasion. So actually, yesterday's verse was there, explaining how a weaver came forward and feeling affection for the Lord, nicely adorned their lordships with different cloth and ornaments of various colors that was discussed yesterday. So an important point which I would like to mention here from yesterday's verse, Anurupataha, indicates that the colors matched nicely. So especially for the pujaris, it is important to know. And even some here, we tell the pujaris also sometimes they have to be careful. When we put the deity's dress, everything has to be matching. So different colors of dress, like today, green and red and yellow, and some light blue. So then the jewelry should be matching. And preferably also the garlands as much as possible, but that is not always possible. But then even then the turban cloth which the deities have, they should be mentioned. That should be matching. So that is specifically mentioned here. Anurupata, suitably. And so the explanation is there. The Anurupata indicates that the colors matched nicely. So that it becomes very pleasing. And it is explained also in the Nectar of Devotion. In the scriptures, the qualities of Krishna, and he's a meticulous dresser. He's a Supreme Lord, and everything is perfect and complete. And so he himself is making sure that everything is perfect and complete. So he likes that everything is perfect and complete. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada in deity worship is stressed that we should be on time and everything should be clean and neat, neat and clean, and everything should be matching. So they were very beautifully decorated. Of course, it is mentioned also in the scriptures, and we can see that the deity is always beautiful. So, and they are no different from the original personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are always very beautiful. Even in their childhood and youth, Krishna is always beautiful and Balaram. Even in childhood or in just when they're very small, sometimes as children also in the villages, they walk around naked and still they're beautiful. And so Krishna and Balaram, the source of all beauty. But then they have beautiful dress, and so that is it is mentioned also that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the ornaments are there, and usually ornaments that beautify a person. If somebody has some, especially the ladies have a nice, the married ladies, they have a nice Mangal Sutra, which all the married ladies are wearing. They have nice earrings and bangles. And then the persons they will see, especially the other ladies, if some lady has a very nice Mangal Sutra, very nice earrings, so then they see, oh, very nicely decorated. Even sometimes the householders, they may have some gold necklace. Then others, they will see, oh, he's nicely decorated. And but Krishna, even without ornaments, is beautiful. And it is mentioned that the ornaments become beautiful because they are on Krishna. And for the devotees, for the sadhakas in Mahaprabhu's line, so Mahaprabhu taught himself, and so that the simplicity is very important, and the purity, and even verses are there in glorification of a devotee. He's ornamented by Kantimala, and then by he's vibrating the holy names. His devotee is always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the devotee is ornamented in this way. And he looks beautiful because then he's becoming pure by always chanting the holy names. Krishna is present on the tongue, in the ear, and the heart of a devotee. And what is not yet so advanced, and of course the advanced devotees, they are perfect and complete in their qualities, but at the beginning stage it is very much recommended, as Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Pisunichina Tarura Pisa Hishnuna Amanina Amananina Kirtaniya Sadhari. That is also an ornament of a devotee, that is humble, is tolerant, not expecting honor but giving all honors to others. And Mahaprabhu was saying that we should keep that verse around the neck, just when we are dressed like a kantimala. And of course, the devotees, they will like also, and they can accept the garments of the deities, just like here. They always give a speaker a nice mala, a nice garland. And then that is very fragrant, and that is also enhancing the beauty of a devotee. And sometimes if the big garlands are given, then everyone will look at the devotee, look at this beautiful garland he's wearing. And it looks very beautiful, the deity's garland, Hare Krishna. And also there's a nice fragrance coming, especially now these flowers, the Bela, the Mogra flowers, very, very fragrant. If you pass by, there's a nice fragrance there. And so Krishna is always beautiful, but if he has beautiful ornaments and they are nicely matching, so that then Krishna becomes more glorified and everyone will appreciate. He's famous for wearing a Vajanti garland, a garland with five kinds of flowers. And sometimes they put the tulsi tree, the tulsi bush which is there, which is dear to Krishna, they will take the manjaris of the tulsi, of the tulsi plant, and with two leaves usually also. And they put in the garland also, that is enhancing the beauty of the garland. And Krishna very much likes tulsi. And then it becomes like a festival, as mentioned here. Paravani. So they look just like decorated for a festival. Prabhupada has mentioned also that in Braj every day is a festival. Because actually every day the gopis, they are preparing garlands and they are offering to Krishna. And the various gopis are there. So Krishna most of the time is wearing a garland. So the devotees who are serving Krishna, they can experience this very wonderful service of the Lord and the bliss which we can experience while serving Krishna. Text number 42. Tasya prasanna bhagavan pratat sarupyam atmanah shiyam cha paramam loke balaishwarya smritindriyam. Pleased with the waver, the Supreme Lord Krishna blessed him that after that he would achieve the liberation of attaining a form like the Lord's, and that while in this world he would enjoy supreme opulence, physical strength, influence, memory and sensory vigor. So when Krishna is pleased, then automatically we are blessed. So we are serving Krishna, then we are blessed. And as mentioned the other time also, that even if we glorify Krishna, and that is also a service, we offer some beautiful prayers to Krishna. Mangalacharan. So included in that, when we are offering prayer to Krishna, so Namaha is mostly there, we offer obeisances. And then as soon as we do that, then the Ashirvad, the blessings are there of the Lord. You will see all the devotees offering this nice prayer. And there are different kinds of prayers, stotram or shlokas or ashtakam by different great devotees. Specifically we should chant the verses of the great devotees who have pleased Krishna. Then Krishna will recognize us more. But even it is mentioned, then we can also offer prayers in our own language and expressing, for example, our mood or what we are feeling. If we are pleased, then we may say to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I'm very thankful that you are engaging in your seva." And even if you have difficulties, then we can express that also. "Oh my dear Lord, I'm in difficulty. You please, you help me." Of course, the concern of the devotee is that he simply wants to serve Krishna and not expect anything in return. And therefore mostly is tolerating the difficulties. But sometimes, if there's a great difficulty, then he may offer prayers and that is for his sake also, because to who else he can go? "Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, you're my only friend Krishna, you're an ocean of mercy, you're merciful to those who are very fallen, and I'm very fallen." So Krishna is reciprocating with his devotees. And so anyone who is approaching the Lord in any way by offering, as here the weaver, he was offering cloth and some ornaments, then Krishna is reciprocating. Even as Krishna is saying himself in Bhagavad Gita, "Patra pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta payachati." Even if one is offering just some flowers, even water, and then leaf, but especially the tulsi leaf, then Krishna is appreciating and he will reciprocate. And so prayers are there. Vandanam, Krishna is very pleased if we are offering nice verses. Therefore the priests, the pujaris, and even the devotees, when they are offering obeisances, they are supposed to offer some prayer in glorification of the Lord. And then Krishna will be more pleased. That is, surrender is not just the body, by dandavat, falling down like a stick, or even panchanga pranam, whatever. But then with our words we should glorify, vani, tan man vacha. With the word, with the body we should try to surrender to Krishna, and then with the words offering prayers, and then also with the consciousness. We should fix our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna or the deities. So that would be in this way more surrendered. And by doing that in purified consciousness, then we can fully surrender. But in conditioned state it is very difficult, especially to control the mind. Sometimes physically we may be surrendered, but the mind is somewhere else. But at least we have to try. And then as Krishna is mentioned here, Bhagavan Prasanna. So Pradat Sarupyam. So he's giving, Krishna is giving a sarup, the liberation of having the same form as Krishna means the Satchinananda sarup. Exactly the same form as Krishna is not possible, because Krishna is Satchinananda sarup and is unlimited and is most beautiful. Nobody can match Krishna's beauty, and that kind of liberation is not possible. But the meaning is that a form similar like the Lord's form, a transcendental form, Satchinananda sarup, and it may be a male form like the gopis or female form like the gopis, according to one's constitutional position. It's not actually our position is already there. It is eternal. It's not that by our desire we can become a gopi or a gopa. It is already there, our sarup. But by being purified in our existence, in every way, consciousness and in our activities, when we are fully engaged in devotional service, then our transcendental form will be revealed, and then with that transcendental form we can serve Krishna in loving exchange. And so when one is doing that, so the side, so to say, benefits are there, that even in this, while one is living in this material world, then Shriyam, one will get opulence, and then Bala, one will get the strength to serve also. Aishwarya, influence, one will be influenced and one will be able to do something. And Smriti, one will have also a memory, because Krishna sarvasya chamaridi sanivisto mata smriti gyanam apanam cha. From Krishna everything is coming. And then I will be able to serve nicely, smriti indriyam, with our senses, in Krishna seva. So the more we engage in Krishna seva, the more we become proficient in serving Krishna. And even though we may be in old age, then still we can serve. Whereas materialistic persons, after some time, they are not able to do much, especially in old age. But a devotee, because he's surrendered to Krishna, then he's becoming transcendentally situated, and Krishna is giving the strength so we can serve more and more. Text number 43. Tata sudamna bhavana mala karasya jagmatu taudrishva satsamuthaya nanama chirasabhuvi. The two lords then went to the house of the garland maker Sudama. So after they gave benedictions to the weaver, then they went to a garland maker whose name was Sudama. So when Sudama, so there are different Sudamas in Krishna's pastime. One is in Braj, there's one devotee Sudama Gopal who is an eternal associate. And we know also there's a Sudama who met Krishna in Dwarka, who went to the Gurukul with Krishna in Ujjain, Avantipur, that is later on. So here there's one Sudama in Braj, there's one in Matra, and then there's one in Avantipur, or in the Gurukul, and who went to see Krishna in Dwarka. When Sudama saw them, when he saw Krishna and Balaram, he at once stood up and bowed down, placing his head on the ground. So that is a proper behavior of a devotee when, for example, there's a procession of the Lord, or when a great personality is coming. If somebody is sitting down, then he has to stand up. And at least he has to fold his hand and mentally offer respect to the great personality. But even better, and so that is if one is namashirasa, that when one is putting his head on the ground. So, and in this way showing his humility. But here also we have to be conscious. For example, if the procession is there, or as here Krishna Balaram is coming, or if the spiritual master is coming, one has to do that from a distance. And if the spiritual master or the deity are very near to ourselves, to us, then we should just fold our hands, because we should not obstruct the way of the great personality. Like when there's a procession, then devotees are very eager to offer obeisances, but they should be careful and not stop the procession. Also when the spiritual master is walking, not that he has to stop. Of course, sometimes the devotees, they are so eager and they want to show the love, and then the spiritual master is there and he has to stop. And many times he's very mercifully stopping also. But we should be conscious of that. So these are small things which a devotee should be aware of. So we have to be conscious always. And see time, place and circumstances. Like we can see in the life of Mahaprabhu, the devotees of Mahaprabhu like Ranganath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Rupan, Sanatana, of course because of humility and because they were connected to Muslim families, they thought, oh, we are now in a low position, so we should not go in front of the Lord. From a distance we may offer obeisances. But this is a general principle that we may do from a distance, and if the spirit master is coming or the procession, then we should be careful that we don't obstructing the way. But if one is going to see the deities, when one is going to see the spiritual master, then the Lord is situated like here in the altar, then it is a duty to offer obeisances by bowing down, putting the head on the ground. Text number 44. Tayor asanam aniya padyam charya raribi pujam sanugayos chakre shraktambulanuklepanai. So in Vedic culture, Vaishnav culture, the knowledge was there how to respect the great personality. So that is mentioned in this verse. So when we worship the deities, also puja is offered. That is the main worship in regards to the deities. Like here we do artik, that is one form of worship. And the other one, which is most important, is after Mangalatik, that is the puja, the worship between the pujari and the Lord. So there's a specific way of doing that. So here, and maybe done in an elaborate way or in a simple way, here in the simplified way, it is explained here because of practical reasons, so we have to see. In the temple it is elaborate, but if the spirit master is coming to the house, it may be done also in the simple way. Or as here, so Krishna Balaram, so they were entering, so there was no possibility to do elaborate worship, but it is simple worship. So here, tayor asanam. So after offering them seats and bathing their feet, Sudama worship them and their companions with argya, garlands, palms, sandalwood paste and other presentations. So that is called the swagatam, the welcome of the Lord. So that should be done at least. So in that asanam, offering a seat, sitting down, or even for example it may be a vyasasan or a chair. And then after that, usually, of course, that is then also with folded hands, one should welcome, but that he had already done. And sometimes the asana is given first in the worship of the Lord, and in the procedure known as padati, and then afterwards padyam. So one will wash the feet of the Lord, of the devotee. So both of the feet are washed with sanctified water. And then afterwards, the next item is known as argya, cha argya. So he mentioned water to wash his hands, so that may be done. Or also previously at that time, that is mentioned of course here also, adibi arhana, presenting. So they're offering argya, so giving water to wash the hand. And then afterwards they are offering different items. So that is mentioned here. That shrak, garlands, they are offering garland. And then betel nut, tambul. And they were applying some chandan, some sandalwood paste. Also when a personality is coming in Nargya, then they may offer some cloth to the respectable person. At least one chadar, they will give a chadar, and in this way the reception is done. Even in more elaborate reception, then they give achman for purification, like we do achman, Sadhanachman, sipping water. And then afterwards, Madhuparka. There's a special drink made with one part of milk and then half of that amount honey, and then half of that with some yogurt, and then half of that a little bit of ghee, and then some sugar water, and that is mixed. And that is offered. It is very sweet, therefore the name Madhu Parka. Madhu means honey, because a lot of honey is there. So that is given in the reception. So that is done in the deity worship, or when the spiritual master is worshipped in an elaborate way. Even in the marriage ceremony, the bride's parents are receiving the groom by offering these items. And then later on, of course, one may also offer attic, incense, and ghee lamp, and some foodstuffs also, naivedya. An elaborate worship, then the bathing and dressing of the Lord is performed. But it is not possible, it was not possible at that time. So in a simple way, so he respected the Lord, welcomed the Lord. Text number 45. Prana sartakam janma pavitam chakulam prabho pitri devarshayo mayam tushtahiyagamanena vam. Sudama said, O Lord, my birth is now sanctified and my family free of contamination. Now that he both have come here, my forefathers, the demigods, and the great sages are certainly all satisfied with me. So when the Lord is worshipped, or a great personality is worshipped, then not only we ourselves are sanctified or purified, but even the forefathers. And the demigods are also pleased when they see that the devotees are respecting the Lord. Everyone is pleased. So he recognized that, and he was feeling, and so he was knowledgeable, and he was feeling so blissful. It is mentioned if one is serving the Lord, and different places, different points are mentioned. One, that it may be 7 generations are liberated if one is serving the Lord. Another place is 11. So depending on the purity, if one is just a beginning stage of devotional service, then one will become purified by worshipping the Lord, and the forefathers also will get some purification a few generations before and after. Even it is mentioned, even if we, in our last life, even if we were not devotees, but if we are devotees now, even in the last life, those who are connected to us, they will be purified because now we are worshipping Krishna. So, and also previous life and even in the future, if one is householders, the sons and the grandsons, 7 generations before and after, they are benefited. If one is a pure devotee, then 11 or 21 times it is mentioned in different places. So just like if we have a little pond of water, if we put a little stone, if we throw a little stone, sometimes children are doing, then little circles are formed. But if we put a big stone inside, then there's a big circle there. So similarly, if one is fully surrendered to Krishna, then we can benefit others connected to us so much more. Text number 46. Bhavanto kila visvasya jagata karanam param avatena vihamsena kshemaya cha bhavaya cha. You two lords are the ultimate cause of this entire universe. To bestow sustenance and prosperity upon this realm, you have descended with your plenary expansions. So Krishna is the source of everything. So jagadakaranam ishvara parama Krishna satchidananda vigranadi radhir govinda sarva karana karanam param. So these words are mentioned here, ultimate, and karanam, the cause. So Brahmaji and all the other great sages have recognized and mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here it is mentioned, avartina, he has descended, you have descended, iya amsena, with your plenary portions. It is explained when Krishna is coming, all the incarnations, they are also coming with Krishna simultaneously. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself and also by the different commentators. So everyone is included in Krishna. And it is explained that the demons, they are killed by Vasudev, Krishna or Vishnu. And so, of course, Krishna is always present and the demons are attacking him, but then the work of killing is done by Vasudev, Krishna is included in him. Except when Krishna is with the gopis, at that time all the expansions, they are not there, but it is mentioned in the scriptures also that they go in the sky and they wait till Krishna's pastimes with the gopis are over. Text number 47. Nahivam vishamadristi surido jagadatmana samaya sarvabhuteshu bhajantam bhajatorapi. Because you are the well-wishing friends and supreme soul of the whole universe, you regard all with unbiased vision. Therefore, although you reciprocate your devotees' loving worship, you always remain equally disposed toward all living beings. So Krishna samaya sarvabhuteshu, he's equally disposed towards all living entities. Because all the living entities are part and parcels of Krishna. But in the spiritual world, there is full exchange with all the living entities in loving reciprocation. But in this material world, the two kinds of persons are there. The Sura and Asura, those who are devoted to the Lord and those who are not devoted to the Lord, basically. Of course, some are more devoted than others, some are more atheistic than others. But Krishna is seeing all with an equal vision, because all are actually his part and parcels, and by nature everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna or Vishnu or Ram. But being conditioned, then it is natural in this world that Krishna will reciprocate also. He has equal vision towards all and is the well-wisher of all. But if somebody is not serving Krishna, then what can Krishna do? And he's not inclined to reciprocate. But to those who are serving Krishna, bhajantam, those who worship Krishna, bhajato, then Krishna is reciprocating with them. And the more one is serving Krishna, the more one can experience the loving relationship with Krishna. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is partial. No, he has equal vision. But it is natural, because the devotees are serving him, so he's reciprocating. Even in this world, we can see amongst the human beings who may also not even be devotees, but if somebody has a relationship with somebody else in the family or as friends, there's some reciprocation. And if somebody else is there who is not connected, there's no reciprocation. So what to speak of Krishna? So he is always trying to help even those who are inimical in some way by sending his devotees, and the devotees are trying to help the conditioned souls so they may come to Krishna. And so it is natural that Krishna will reciprocate with his devotees. And the more one is serving Krishna, the more there will be reciprocation. Text number 48. Tav agyapayatam brityam kimaham karavani vam punsa triyanugraho yesha bhavad biyayan yurjate. Please order me, your servant, to do whatever you wish. To be engaged by you in some service is certainly a great blessing for anyone. So by nature, everyone is a servant of Krishna. And here, so they were very, Sudama, he was knowledgeable. And you can see that he was pure, and therefore he was able to serve Krishna, and there was a wonderful reciprocation. Here the important point is, agyapayatam, brityam, I'm your servant, and please order, you order, agya, you give your order. And then he's mentioning, and here translated, that please order me to do whatever you wish. So as is explained by Rupa Goswami, that anukulini Krishna nuchilanam bhakti ruttamam. So we should serve Krishna as Krishna wants, anukul, anushilanam, as Krishna wants. Not how we want to serve Krishna, what we think, and then we want some benefit. We're offering something to Krishna, that we want something in return. So that is business-like mentality. So that is not recommended, but we should serve Krishna for His pleasure as He wants. And then in this way, then Krishna will be very much pleased, and that there will be reciprocation beyond our imagination. And then everyone who is connected to the devotees, they are blessed. So, text 49, Ityapi Pretya Rajendra Sudama Priti Manasaha Shastaya Sukanda Kushomair Malavirachita Dadao. Sugadeva Goswami continued, the best of kings, having spoken these words, Sudama could understand what Krishna Balaram wanted. Thus with great pleasure he presented them with garlands of fresh, fragrant flowers. So, of course, in order to understand what Krishna wants, one must be pure in consciousness. So therefore one is taking shelter of those who know what Krishna wants. That is the spiritual master, that is a representative of the Lord. And then we can please Krishna nicely. But here in this instance, so he had garlands and and fresh flowers, fragrant flowers, and he knew that Krishna, they like beautiful garlands, and they are used to always wear garlands in Braj. Every day they were wearing so many garlands, given especially by the gopis in the morning and in the evening, night time. And so the persons in Mathura, they had heard about Krishna's pastime, so they knew what Krishna likes also. Text number 15. Tabi svalankrito prito Krishna rama sahanugao planataya prapannaya dadatur varadau varan. Beautifully adorned with his garlands, Krishna and Balaram were delighted, and so were their companions. The two lords then offered the surrendered Sudama, who was bowing down before them, whatever benedictions he desired. Pranataya, so he was bowing down. And then prapannaya, so that means surrendered. So he was fully surrendered, and with body, mind, and the words. And therefore, the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, Varadao, the two givers of benedictions, so means both Krishna and Balarams, they gave benedictions to him. Whatever he desired, whatever was there, even he didn't have to ask, but Krishna, he knows actually what the devotees need and what they also, if they have some separate desires, and if it is beneficial, not detrimental to their devotional service, then Krishna will without even them asking, so he will supply. Just like a small child, he doesn't have to ask the parents, I need some cloth, I need something to eat, the parents are giving. And even then, if the child is then having some special likings for some foodstuffs, which the children usually have, then very quickly the parents, they will fulfill the desire of the small innocent child. So the devotees also were surrendered, so they will be blessed beyond their imagination by Krishna. Text number 15. So bivaravarechalam bhaktim tasmim eva kilatmani tad bhakteshu cha sohardam bhuteshu cha dayam param. Sudama chose unshakable devotion for Krishna, the supreme soul of all existence. Friendship with his devotees and transcendental compassion for all living beings. So that is a very exemplary of a devotee. He doesn't ask something for his own sense gratification. But what he's asking him, achalam bhaktim, unshakable bhakti devotion. As we know, in the beginning stage of devotional serving, we try to serve Krishna, but it is not achalam. It is not unshakable, because the mind is very flickering. That is also known as anishtita bhakti. It is not fixed devotional service, because so many material desires are there. But here, so anarthas may be there, so many kinds of anarthas. But we have to try to come to the platform of nishta, when there is unshakable love, devotion towards the Lord. So we should pray for that, as Sudama was praying. And then afterwards, the also significant Sauhardam, friendship, bhaktisha with the devotee. We should have a friendly relationship with the devotees. That is important. And then we'll be inspired because so many difficulties are there in this world constantly. So we should have some friendship with the devotees. And then we can overcome all the difficulties which are there. And of course, the spirit master is there, and usually then the spirit master, he may be the best friend to the devotees. Although he's in a superior position, but usually the spirit master is most humble, and he will extend his friendship to his devotees, his disciples. Because even the pure devotee also is not just saying that I am superior, but is saying that we are all servants of Krishna. And therefore Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada used to say, thus asmi, to his disciples, all servant. And then another point, so we engage in the service of the Lord, and there's the relationship with the devotees. And then, but then also, even something more should be there. Bhuteshu cha dayam param. Param means transcendental. Bhuteshu, to all the living beings in general, those who are not their devotees, daya. We should be compassionate, we should distribute the mercy which we have received. We have gained knowledge, we should give knowledge. We should try to give this knowledge to the conditioned souls. And then we should distribute the transcendental literatures, as Prabhupada also stressed. Because how much we can speak to somebody, but if they have the book, they can read it again and again. And then we should give the holy names to others. We should distribute prasadam. So that is the mercy of the Lord. So in this way, when we are merciful to others, when we give the mercy of the Lord to others, what mercy we can give? We can only give the mercy of Krishna, or the mercy which we have received from the Spirit Master. We are instruments in the hands of Sri Guru Gauranga Krishna. But the sarva bhutehi terataha should be there, not just think about our own devotional service and advancement, but we should think for the benefit of the others also. That is a Vaishnav. Text number 52. We can, just one or two devotees can repeat. Iti tasmai varam datva Sriyam chanvaya vadinem Bala mayor yasha kantem Nija gama sahagraja. So one Prabhuji can chant. Iti tasmai varam tatva Siyam chanvaya vadinem Balam mayoya sakantim Nija gama sahagraja. Now one Mataji can chant. Iti tasmai varam datva Siyam chanvaya vadinem Balam mayoya sakantim Nija gama sahagrajaha iti dasmai to him varam the benediction datva giving shriyam opulence cha and anvaya his family vardinem expanding balam strength, ayo, long life, yasha, fame, kantim, beauty, nirjagama. He left saha together with agraja, his elder brother, Lord Balaram. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Dharanga and Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Not only did Lord Krishna grant Sudama these benedictions, but He also awarded him strength, long life, fame, beauty, and every ever-increasing prosperity for his family. Then Krishna and his elder brother took their leave. Purport. We can see a clear difference between Lord Krishna's dealings with a nasty washerman and his dealings with the devoted florist Sudama. The Lord is as hard as a thunderbolt for those who defy him, and as soft as a rose for those who surrender to him. Therefore, we should all sincerely surrender to Lord Krishna, since that is clearly in our self-interest. So here, in this last verse, we can see that in the previous verse, Sudama is actually only asking for devotion to Krishna, and friendship with devotees, and then the ability to be compassionate towards others. So these are great qualities. And of course Krishna was pleased and immediately granted these benedictions which Sudama wanted. At the same time, as mentioned also in the verses before, even without asking, but because actually that is also usually required, that the family, he was a family person, so then it is natural that one wants to take care, especially as a devotee. One is taking great care in serving Krishna and having a friendship with others and helping others, but one should also take care of one's own family members. That is natural. But one should, even there, it is good to have equal vision and try to help anyone to come to Krishna consciousness. But again, there it is natural that the family members are there and the relationship is there. Then some special affection is there towards the family member and special care is given. So therefore Krishna is also awarding Sudama strength, a long life, and by being engaged in Krishna's service, then automatically fame will follow. People, they want to become famous, they want all these wonderful qualities which are there, even ordinary persons and devotees also. But we don't even have to strive for them. If one is serving Krishna, everything will follow, usually. Strength will be there to serve. One may have a long life, even if according to astrology one may have to die early age. But if one is serving Krishna, Krishna can change that, and one may live longer. And then fame will follow. Like Prabhupada is so famous because he was serving Krishna with pure love. But he was not looking for fame. He was just trying to serve his spiritual master, and he was trying to help the conditioned souls. He was trying to serve Krishna. And so therefore in the beginning, or even now, we are known as the Hare Krishna movement, not Prabhupada movement, the Hare Krishna movement. We are serving Krishna, because the pure devotee is not advertising himself, but is putting Krishna in the center of his life and advertising Krishna, that we should serve Krishna, or giving glory to his middle master. And then if one is serving Krishna, then one becomes beautiful. You can see, like even Prabhupada, he was so beautiful, effulgent, because Krishna was there in his consciousness, in his heart. And Krishna is most beautiful, therefore the devotee becomes beautiful by serving Krishna, and one becomes prosperous. So Prabhupada was householder, and so he was doing pharmaceutical business, and he had to take care of his family, so by Krishna's mercy he had also enough. But still, then when he left everything, and then he preached Krishna consciousness, fulfilling the desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, which was Mahaprabhu's desire, Krishna's desire, then he became so prosperous, if you can see, prosperous. So many temples, so many devotees, so many facilities. And then of course, still he was taking care of the family also to some extent, giving them something. But then one of them, he was trying to get more after Prabhupada left, and claiming that everything belongs to our family. But he was not successful. So, but everything will come if we serve Krishna. So we can serve Krishna better. And so after giving the blessings to Sudama and satisfying him completely, then Krishna Balaram went on entering Mathura. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Maybe we have time for one question. It's already 9:03, but we can maybe ask one question if anyone has. All right, fine, we can stop here. Grant Rajshimar Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.